This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. About 100,000 Coloradans could lose Medicaid coverage next year if Congress sets work requirements. That's according to new analysis from the Urban Institute, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The report says most enrollees are already working or could meet rules for exemption. Policy analyst Catherine Hempstead says coverage losses would happen because people are not aware or are confused about policy changes.
The way work requirements saves money for the government is by kicking people off coverage that are actually really eligible.
Republicans have argued a work mandate reduces enrollees' need for public assistance. They're now weighing cuts as part of a federal budget proposal. A Gambian man was convicted Tuesday in a federal courtroom in Denver for acts of torture in his native country. Michael Correa settled in Colorado after coming to the U.S. Torture victims traveled from Africa to Denver to testify. Acting U.S. Attorney J. Bishop Gruhl spoke after the verdict.
Michael Sang Correa made a huge mistake coming to Colorado. He thought that he could escape accountability for the vile acts of torture that he committed in the Gambia in 2006.
Correa worked for the former dictator of Gambia. He was a member of a military group that forced confessions of treason through acts of torture. 29 former students are suing United Airlines and its promised one-year flight school in Arizona over fraud allegations. The lawsuit accuses United of falsely promoting an intensive training program that would help students become commercial pilots after a year. In reality, the students said, United Aviate Academy did not have enough teachers or aircraft. Many of the students alleged they were expelled for taking too long to advance through the program, even though their flight time was limited by staffing issues. United defended its curriculum in a statement and said it's proud of its hundreds of graduates. This is CPR News and KRCC.